Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm gonna lick you up and down.
Oh. I'm gonna lick you up and down.
What's that take on it?
That was just me harmonizing with you, Big Cat.
Well, I wasn't singing, so.
Can I say that?
You can't harmonize with me. What's that from? Can you remember what that's from?
I wanna lick you up and down. What was that from?
I just sound like you need a poo.
I wanna lick you up and down. What is that from? I can't even remember.
It's from Ali G.
Ali G in the house?
Yeah. I think it's when that girl, she's like working for the government and I think she's trying to get some information out of him. She's like really hot and then she starts like stripping in front of him and he has to like test his metal to see whether... God, my voice sounds really deep today.
Yeah, it's because you partied on the weekend.
Partied in nature. I was
There you go. You partied on the weekend.
Hey, I don't party anymore.
Well,
you know this about me.
Well, that sort of tees us up nicely for this episode. By the way, just quickly before we get into the episode, hello everyone. Welcome back to a bonus episode of Private Parts. I'm Jamie. This is Alex.
Hello.
We have a really fun episode today, which I'm excited about. But first, do you know what I heard this weekend?
I don't know. What did you hear?
This weekend I heard that have you the fish skates? Do you know skates?
A skate fish. Yeah.
Okay, so a skate fish is like it looks like a manta ray, like a big flat fish.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently they have the same very similar genitals to a woman. And when fishermen are out at sea,
oh my god.
For many weeks on end, they catch skate and have sex with them.
So
what? Yeah. When I was told this, I was like, "What do you do? Do you fold it up like a taco? How do you even do that?"
No, mate. You take it out for dinner first.
Yeah, you do.
You wine and dine, and you say all the right things. Where did these fish? What is it? Tropical, deep water?
No.
River.
Like, you can get them in like the UK near like a skate.
Yeah, but whereabouts?
Oh, well, I'm going to find. Where can you find?
Sophie's going to see your Google search after
where
hearing
can you
about
find skate. Okay, where can you find skate fish?
Should we go on a skating holiday?
I'm going to find. Where can you find skate fish? Okay, skate. Loads of places. Loads of places.
This could be a good idea for your stag do.
Go and find a skate and have sex with it.
Go to a skate strip club. It's basically just fishmongers.
Yeah, is this an aquarium?
Let me lick you up and...
You go to an aquarium and all the skater acting really coy. Why are they so aloof?
Whoa, that's actually a good joke. That's actually good. Where did you hear that?
I got told it this weekend. I got taught it this weekend by a guy who loves fishing.
By a fisherman. Boy, yeah, yeah. In the pub, he's like, boy, come over here. I've got a tail for you.
Yeah, yeah. I got heard it from a fisherman.
Do you keep looking at yourself in the mirror?
Yeah, I do. Do you know why? Because I'm on holiday and I feel like I've sat...
You're on holiday again?
What do you mean again? It was a bank holiday weekend. You were on holiday. You were just in Cornwall.
I went. I stayed in the UK.
So?
Keeping it British.
Okay, all right.
You know how I love to do that.
You get British.
Yarr.
What did you do? So hang on. So I'm in Portugal because I went to Sophie's sister's. It was Sophie's sister's 30th out here. So we went.
Was that boozy?
It was pretty boozy, actually. It was pretty boozy. And then you went to Cornwall, but who did you go to Cornwall with?
I went on my own.
You just went on your own?
No, I went with a friend.
Who was the friend you met? I know all your friends.
You don't know any of my friends.
I know all of your friends.
Jay, I operate in different circles, do you know?
So you went with your friend.
I go with people like unlike you. So, you know, they appreciate nature. They see a tree and they don't want to chop it down. they see a bunny rabbit and they don't want to kill it. It's refreshing.
What did you travel in to go and see your friend this time?
Jay, you know me. What do you think?
Caravan. A little camper van thing.
A converted van.
Oh my God, that's wicked. Sleeping in nature.
Dude, I'm just, you know, I'm becoming a cliche. I'm becoming a cliche. I've got into my 30s, suddenly realized that city life and a fast pace, it's not for me.
It's not, is it?
No. Well, that said, after this nice little recharge that I've had, I'm ready for the city again. And also, it's quite a big moment.
Why is it a big moment?
Well, with what's coming up, finally, I get to show my mettle.
Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, to all you listeners of Private Parts, if you've been listening over the past few weeks, you'll remember that Alex...
A few months.
Alex agreed to taking a lie detector test. He agreed to taking a lie detector test to prove whether or not he had consumed alcohol in the last 100 days.
I didn't really have a choice.
Yeah, you didn't have a choice.
If I declined the lie detector, then it would look pretty bad. So
we made a deal. The bet was that we would then, whoever lost, gave £1,000 to charity. This is a big day for us, huge day. We're about to sit down with lovely Mark. He is an international, highly recommended polygraph examiner. So he's going to be doing the whole test for us today. And he's going to strap Alex up to a lie detector.
Why do you always sound like a politician trying to
talk about
something that you have no idea about?
Yeah.
He's into lie detecting. He's everything about it. He knows it. There's nothing in it that he doesn't know.
So what we're going to do is for the bonus episode today, we're going to attach Alex to the lie detector test and find out whether or not he has been lying about a few things, in particular, drinking the last 30 days. We then swapped it around.
100 days. I think you've been drinking too much
We then swapped it around and we attached me to the lie detector test to see whether or not I have been lying about a few things as well.
I mean, this is what we're really here for.
This is what we're here for. So should we just get on with the lie detector test?
Yeah. Well, should we tease them a little bit as to one of the questions?
Okay. One of the questions was whether... Does Jamie what?
Like to put his willy in strange places, which consequently now segues nicely off the skate chat. So yeah,
that is true. And Alex Mitten's question was, did you hold back about how many times you cheated on Binky Felstead?
Yeah.
So we find out the truth about that and whether or not he had a drink in the last 100 days.
Yeah, it's quite nerve-wracking, the whole experience. We're obviously recording this post having done it.
Yeah, we call it post having done, so I know the answer to it. It was a very revealing answer. All very revealing.
Yeah, there's a lot of shocks, a lot of surprises.
All right, here we go. Should we get on with it?
Yeah.
Okay, Alex, are you going to go first on this?
I mean, look, I've got nothing to hide, so it doesn't matter when I go.
Okay, first. So you're going to go first.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm going to go second. Ask any questions you want. Are you ready for this?
Yeah. I have no fears whatsoever.
Okay, let's get you on. Here we go. Alex, good luck.
Slight fear.
You're first on the lie detector.
Fear is building.
Let's go.
Okay, you can start.
Have you ever fancied me?
No.
Truthful.
Have you ever spent the night in prison?
No.
Truthful.
What? Did you cheat on Binky Felstead more times than you let on?
No.
Fail.
Fuck. Damn it.
Okay, back in the zone.
Have you ever been in love with a girlfriend?
Yes.
Truthful.
Oh. Do you think you're hotter than Jamie Lang?
No.
Truthful.
What? What?
Have you had an alcoholic drink in the last 100 days over 0.5%?
No.
Truthful.
Oh! What?
Come on.
I told you, we didn't need to go to all this fuss.
What?
We didn't need to go to all this fuss.
What?
The lengths you go to because you don't believe me. I can't wait for your turn in court when you're on this sofa. Fantastic. I was so nervous.
Clearly on you as well.
Is it so clear?
You better cough up that money, bud.
Yeah, fair enough. Absolutely fair enough.
Okay, wait a sec.
Deal's a deal. You get to pick
your charity. I would have been so annoyed of it.
You can pick a charity.
Okay.
When you cheated on Binky, was it with over 20 women?
No.
Truthful.
It was 19. No, I'm joking. Well, so you shouldn't laugh about this. It was a traumatic time, man.
I know. Brilliant. That is brilliant.
Okay, buddy, well done. Fair enough.
I'm just staying quiet.
All right, you stay quiet.
I'm just staying quiet.
I just don't. Anyway.
Well, no, I'm not like you. I'm not the type of guy that, like, you know.
We can talk about this at the end, but let's just swap over for the moment. Let's swap over. I'll take a go now. I'll get on the lie detector test. I'll take the lie detector test. Let's do it.
Let's get you wired up, you psychopath.
Jamie, did you snitch on me and spill the beans about my orgy scandal in Series 7 of Made in Chelsea?
No.
Truthful.
Don't worry about it, big cat.
Don't believe it.
Told you.
Don't believe it. Okay. Have you ever masturbated whilst at work?
No.
Truthful.
No. This can't
Don't
be
Don't worry about it, big cat. Cool as a cucumber.
Oh, yeah, it's freaking me out how cool you are.
No. Chuck anyone you want in there.
Okay. Did you cheat on Frankie Gaff with those two girls in your bed in the south of France?
No.
Lie.
I mean, I already knew the answer. Come on.
Oh, God.
Unlucky. Unlucky.
Oh, damn it. This thing is really truthful.
Okay.
Really works.
Up next.
Yeah.
Do you think you're better than everyone else?
No.
Truthful.
I was so sure of that one. Do you think of me whilst masturbating?
No.
Truthful.
Come on. Do you like to put your willy in strange places?
No.
Fail.
Yes. I knew that would slip you up. Come on. What's the weirdest place? Let it out. That's so good. Unlucky.
Is that it?
Unlucky.
Is that it?
You're done. You're done.
I can't believe you've not ranked whilst at work.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So if you look at your reactions, this is your breathing cycles, your sweat gland activity, and your heart rates. That's the sensor pad. So we ask the questions in about 15 to 20 seconds between. So we look for what we call significant reactions. Where does your body react above normal baseline? So all the questions you were running fine up until this question.
Yeah.
This one was, did you cheat on Frankie with the two girls in the bed? You said no. Immediately your heart started shooting up, sweating, and your breathing changed. It managed to come down to baseline again, and you did quite well for the next couple of questions. Till the biggest response question about the willy, you said no. For 2-3 seconds, your heart was okay, and then it kicked in, heart sort of jumping. You stopped breathing for about 8 seconds. The sweat jumped up. So we score what we see as normal reactions to relevant. And it's complete fail.
Intense? Is that a complete fail?
That's, you almost broke my machine with this lie. And I'll show you. So Alex has won.
Look at that.
So yes, Alex's was running along, also did quite well till he got to the cheat on Binky more times and let on no. His sweating went up, his heart shooting up
all over the place.
And then came down. And then when it got to the alcohol question, so he did well for the 5-6 seconds completely flat until he started laughing and moving. Then it reacted, but we look for the response time immediately after the question.
That's amazing.
Nice.
So if you look at that's basically his charts. So they're all running flat except for that one. That's big fail.
Buddy, thank you so much.
Pleasure, no problem.
No, you lied.
Both liars.
I just think you're fibbing somehow. I just don't believe that you've stayed sober for 100 days.
Redemption. Look, we had to go to these extent. We had to go to this extent to prove myself right. Like, you couldn't just believe me.
No, I couldn't believe.
I couldn't just say to my mate, "I've done it." You had to get a lie detector.
Yes.
You had to get some guy from South Africa.
Yes.
Probably flew all the way from South Africa with his equipment.
Yes.
That's just like the type of shit that you do. You're so flamboyant. Yeah.
Yes.
And now you won't even accept that. I've proved you wrong on that. Are you right? Are you going to carry on checking yourself out in that mirror?
Were you surprised about the answers to my questions?
I think you did quite well. I think you knew how to foil the machine. I think you worked out how to quickly go to a different place in your head.
No, I didn't. I had no clue because I would have done that for all the answers.
You definitely wank in the workplace.
No.
Yes.
Everything that I said was true.
I wasn't specific enough, I don't think. But
yes,
I mean, at least I got you on the Willy in Strange Places, because that you do like doing that.
Did you like the bit where I was telling the truth about whether I thought I was better than everyone else?
Again, this is one I don't think I believe the answer of.
You're mad.
Well, because you are a bit like,
out of all my mates, like, you do scare me the most. Like, there's a certain coldness to you that, like, when I look into my mate's eyes, I get, you know, endearment. When I look into yours, it's just a shudder.
I would say I'm the most empathetic out of all of our friends.
But that's what someone like you would say.
No, it's not someone like I would say.
The most empathetic wouldn't even say it. I would just know.
The most sensitive would.
You always have a guy that'd be like holding me down to the ground with a sledgehammer to my head, going, "I'm the most empathetic.
I'm the most sensitive out of our friends for sure."
All right. Okay. Be nice now, then. I've just won.
I am nice.
I've just won this. You've put me. I had to get like wired up to prove you.
Yes.
To prove to you that I didn't drink.
Yeah. Listen. And what we're gonna do? Yeah, I totally get it. What we're gonna do? Okay, is very simple. You've won the bet. All right. Fair and square. All right. You get to pick a charity that I have to give £1,000 to, and I will donate £1,000 to that charity. And on the next episode, our bonus episode next week, you can name the charity and we can go from there. Does that sound good?
Sounds good. Are you ready? Because I'm
you're
back.
A big loser. You're I'm a back. Big loser. I'm yeah, back. You're back.
I'm
you're,
back.
Yeah. Yeah, you alcoholic.
Yeah, get ready.
Yeah,
get
you're
ready.
You're drunk.
Next time
you're
I see you
drunk.
Next time I see you in the studio, whoa.
You're drunk. That's what they call you.
Ironically, you're saying that sounding quite drunk.
You're a drunk.
Are you drinking in Portugal?
I did. I had a couple of drinks, right? Not now, but I had
them yesterday. 10 in the morning.
No, not 10 in the morning. Do you know what? I'm going to get off this episode because I'm furious. You're a liar. You're a cheat and you're a drunk.
This is not how this is supposed to end. Look, this is supposed to... I've got a bitter taste in my mouth. This is supposed to be nice. Yeah. Like
a bitter taste of the lager that you've all been drinking the entire time.
I don't drink bitter.
Sorry, with the tonic water that you got, that's why it's bitter.
Yeah, I did. I started drinking this thing called an arrogant tonic.
There you go.
Which is just orange and tonic. And I misheard someone and I thought they called it an arrogant tonic. So I then named it that.
Well done, my friend. Congrats on your success. Mitt, what do you want to say about the Binky question? Because all these years you've been lying. You have been lying.
Oh, what? You want some confessions?
Yeah.
You're not getting anything from me.
Can we say right this? If you don't want to talk about it on this episode,
can we please
save it for the next bonus episode?
I don't think it's something to be laughed about. I don't think it's something to be joked about. It was in the past. I obviously was a naughty boy and I did it a couple of times. So, and not all of them were on TV.
Can we talk about it next episode?
No.
Okay, well, I'm going to bring it up next episode. It's up to you whether you want to talk about
if
it.
If you bring it up, I'm going to start doing 100 days of no podcasting.
Okay, I'm going to bring it up next week in next bonus episode.
I really like this 100 day thing. I'm going to use it for so many things.
Do you want to apologize to anyone? Just why don't you say, I'm sorry.
I am sorry.
There we go.
I was very, very sorry at the time. It's not nice to inflict hurt on anyone.
We were young and foolish.
Should we go back to South France?
Listen, okay. Some of the stuff that we did in the past, maybe you're right. Maybe we were not being as truthful about. But we were young, we were foolish, we made mistakes. And look, I apologize if I wasn't as honest, like you have also apologized.
How old were you? I think you were about 30 then, weren't you?
No, I think I was 26.
No.
Yeah.
No, you were like 28 then, I reckon.
I was 26. How old were you when you dated Binky?
12.
No, you weren't. How old were you when you dated Binky? 24, 25?
No, I was 22, 23.
You were not 22, 23.
It was when I first joined the show. I must have been 23, yeah.
Oh, you were in 23. Yeah, you were 23.
I was young. I mean...
I'm 26. Whatever. We make mistakes.
It takes time. Look, it takes time. I'm still learning. There's no such thing as perfection.
Look, we made mistakes when you're younger. That's what happens. And you learn from your mistakes.
Yeah, you'd think that would apply to haircuts as well, but you've not learned, have you?
Everybody, tune in for Friday for another episode of Private Parts where Alex will probably lie again.
Well, I'll be drunk, so get ready for that. What can I do next? I feel like I'm on a winning streak now.
We'll make another bet. That's what we'll do. Save it though for the next bonus episode.
Should I do 100 days of no podcasting? That'd be good.
All right, everybody, remember to tune into our Friday episode. Go and check us out on social media at Private Podcast. Slide into our DMs. We want to hear from you. Hopefully you enjoyed this episode of us doing a lie detector test. We're going to be doing more of these. We'll not lie detector.
I've got an idea. A little bit of listener interaction. Send in strange places for Jamie to put his willy. Don't send like actual things in, but like send suggestions. And then Jay'll do it and he can do a review. Like you'd review a cottage pie from Cook, which actually is probably quite a strange place to put your penis. It's like the English version of American pie, cottage pie, shepherd's pie.
All right, everybody, we're going to see you on Friday for another episode. If we don't see you then, have a great week.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.